The results of Italian local elections came in today, putting the center-right opposition ahead. Prime Minister Romano Prodi's center-left government, however, appeared to have avoided serious setbacks. The ballots were the first major electoral test for Prodi a year after taking office, when opinion polls suggest 6 out of 10 Italians think his 9-party government has not done a good job. Ahead of the International Relations Department at the American University of Rome is James Walston.
About a third of the Italian electorate went to the polls to elect their city councils. The governing centre-left was expected to lose, and they did. They didn't lose disastrously, as Mr. Berlusconi and the centre-right had hoped they would lose. They managed to actually take a couple of places, cities from the centre-right, but in the north, the centre-left lost fairly badly. There are two main conclusions I think we can draw from this. One is that the difference between north and south has increased. It was always there, but it's increasing, and it's extremely worrying for the government, because the government needs to have the support of a good proportion of the productive north, which they don't appear to have. Another bad omen for the centre-left is that their new party, the Democratic Party, which should actually come into being this autumn, doesn't augur well. It's not very likely to do very well. So these are not good for the government, although it's only a year in, and this is certainly not the end of the world for them. But they do have to take a lot of lessons from it.